Hello, everybody out there in filmmaker land. This is Herschel Zahn with the Film Aspire podcast, coming at you on this lovely Thursday afternoon. And I gotta say, it's been a wild January. So I have been away for a little bit, and I've not been resting on my laurels. I have been working on all sorts of projects, from, you know, my fitness stuff that I've been doing with Gustavo Alfaro to this wonderful film that I just got off with Antonio Pantoa called One Must Fall. And boy, did I get some fodder for the podcast on that film. It was a wonderful film on the overall, but there were a lot of things that both were educational for me, for the crew, for Antonio, for the actors. There was just so many wonderful learning opportunities on a set like that. And we're going to talk about those as I am able to. But I wanted to just stop real quick and just kind of talk about happiness, because I am currently directing a film called On My Way to Hell, and it is a Hellraiser fan film. We tried to keep it secret, but, you know, I have Sean Burton involved, so keeping anything secret there is going to be difficult. But with permission, he's kind of giving a little nuggets here, there, and everywhere. But I'm doing a Hellraiser fan film, and, you know, why am I doing that? Why would I choose that particular property? Well, it's like Doctor Who. When you get introduced to Doctor Who and you decide you're going to be part of that fandom, you're really attached to that first Doctor that you meet. And that's how it is with horror, too. You'll find the people that got introduced to horror through Nightmare on Elm Street or Friday the 13th or Halloween, and they're really dedicated to those franchises. For me, it was Hellraiser. Hellraiser was just a movie that not only introduced me to horror, but it also introduced me really to independent film and to low budget filmmaking. It wasn't a low budget film by any means, but by today's standards, it certainly was. And even by those standards in that day, it wasn't a particularly expensive film. But it just had so many wonderful elements that I just connected with the story and saw what they were trying to do with it. And it just always spoke to me in a very meaningful way. And I actually, right now, I'm staring at my Hellraiser 1 sheet that I have that's autographed by most of the cast and crew. So I've gotten to meet a lot of these people over the years. So that's why we dived into that project. And we started filming last night, and we are doing this on the Red, which I rented from Antonio Pantoa. He was very generous and let me rent his Red that he had just shot his film on. And I wanted to do a project to really show off not only my abilities as a director and director of photography, but my camera operator's abilities, my special effects editors, both my practical effects with Steve-O Shepard and my digital effects editor, Christopher Shiner, just to show off all of these things. And I'm sitting there on set last night, and we had a little bit of stress with the camera because we've never worked with the Red before, so there's always going to be complications there. There's a podcast in and of itself on making sure you understand the camera you're shooting on. But I'm sitting there last night and I'm looking around, and I've got 20 people probably there that are trying to help me make this crazy little film that I came up with on a whim in the middle of the night while I was shooting another film. And I just got to thinking how lucky I actually am. I've got amazing people around me that believe in not only my abilities as a director, but my vision as a writer, and are willing to come out and put themselves through cold temperatures in weird situations to do weird things and just have faith that it's going to be amazing at the end. And it's a lot of pressure, but at the same time, it's so rewarding and so humbling to have people in your life that trust you that much. And I just want to every person that was on that set last night and who has been on set with me and put up with me, I just want to say thank you, because it's been a wonderful ride thus far. The entrepreneurial dream is well underway. We're over a month in and things are still going very well. I'm still learning a whole lot and going to be bringing some really cool podcast topics very, very soon. But as it stands, I have a little bit of work to do before we go back for our second day of shooting. And we had to cut off last night because we had camera problems, and I had to bring the camera home and dive into the Red forums and figure out what we did wrong. But we got all those fixed. Thank God that there are resources out there that allow us to figure out what's wrong with what we're doing, and we're able to correct those. So that's it. I'm going to sign off. Hope everybody's doing well. If you have a podcast suggestion that you would like to hear me tackle, please send me an email to filmaspire@live.com. And always remember, wherever you are, get out there and tell your story.